Check this. Go.
Shannon's Dirty on the 30.
Oh my God, we got some very funny people that want to call out their significant other's annoying noises. So we'll do that right after we get done with Shannon's 9:30 Dirty. What's going on, Shannon?
Demi Lovato is trending this morning because of an Instagram rant of sorts that she posted yesterday. And she took aim at gender reveal parties, calling them transphobic. She said that gender reveal parties are rooted in a prejudiced and outdated view of gender. And she said, these celebrations are based on the illusion that genitals equal gender and that there are only two options, boy or girl. She wrote, this definition erases the fact that there are boys with vaginas and girls with penises and that there are people who are neither boys nor girls. And she continued, just because we have might have grown accustomed to other people gendering us, that doesn't make it right. Only individuals can determine their own gender. And you can read all of what she wrote. It's up on the Dirty page at mojointhemorning.com right now. In related Dirty, Mr. Potato Head is no longer a Mr. Hasbro is giving the potato a gender-neutral new name. Just Potato Head. The change will appear on all of the toys later this year as part of the rebranding. Hasbro will release a new Potato Head playset that will allow kids to create their own types of families so they can gender the potato however they want. The families could have two moms, two dads. Toy experts are saying that by Hasbro dropping the Mr. from its name, it could encourage other toy companies to not assign genders to its toys. We're learning that Kanye West spent $13.2 million on his failed 2020 presidential campaign.
How much?
$13.2 million. And wow. $12.5 million of that was his own money. This information we're getting from the final Federal Election Commission report about Kanye. He raised a little bit of money, raised about $2 million. That's where I'm getting that 13.2 number from. But yeah. $13.2 million on the failed campaign.
Well, money well spent. I don't know. Imagine what we could have done with $13 million.
Yesterday, the Time's Up Foundation joined the growing chorus that is demanding an official investigation into these sexual harassment claims against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo that we've been hearing about. The foundation president, Tina Chen, said allegations of inappropriate behavior in any workplace are troubling and should be addressed. Time's Up was founded amid the scandal that led to the conviction and imprisonment, really, of Harvey Weinstein, by the way. Its board members include actress Ashley Judd, a Weinstein accuser who in 2019 praised Andrew Cuomo for signing an anti-harassment law, and also actress Eva Longoria, who praised Cuomo's handling of the pandemic when she helped host last year's Democratic National Convention. I know actress Rose McGowan, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio are also supporting an investigation into the allegations against Cuomo. Allegations that include those made by his former aide, Lindsay Boylan, we told you about earlier this week. She accused him of kissing her on the lips without warning and pressuring her to play strip poker with him during a flight on his private jet several years ago. Cuomo's press secretary said in a prepared statement yesterday that Boylan's claims of inappropriate behavior are false and that others who were on that flight where this strip poker incident allegedly occurred said it never happened. A reminder for you, Nick Jonas is going to be on SNL this weekend.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'll be the host and musical guest this week on SNL.
Kid, this is your big night.
If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
It's your big shot.
Don't blow it.
I think I've kind of like already made it because I'm a very successful music artist.
Exactly. That's a great attitude.
Fake it till you make it.
Go on, Spike. Promos are so bad. I always just...
Those promos, by the way, are equally as unfunny as that show.
Oh, my God. Best Buy said they laid off 5,000 workers this month and is planning to close more stores this year because more of us are buying electronics online. Best Buy expects 40% of its sales to come from online purchases in 2021, and they said they need to alter their workforce in response to this shift. They are, however, going to be adding approximately 2,000 new part-time positions, and the company said it plans to use more of its in-store space to fulfill those home delivery orders.
I got to tell you something. During the holidays, I think it was interesting. Best Buys were packed. Like the parking lots were packed with people coming in and out of there. Yeah, I actually thought it was busier than it had been in years past because everybody was spending money on electronics.
Yeah.
They've been doing, you know, buying more TVs and doing more, you know, crazy, you know, shopping. I'm kind of surprised by that one. The store that I'm wondering how they're going to survive right now, and I know that they say that they had a record Christmas time, is Apple Store. How they don't even, they still don't let you in, right? They're not letting you into the store?
Not yet, no.
And I don't know how, you know, and I know we all do, you know, I've done the delivery home and stuff like that. I just think that some of these stores are going to have to get, there's going to have to be a back to normal for them quicker. And if they don't do that, I think they're going to lose people.
Well, the thing Best Buy in the last couple of years, and this is just my personal experience, but I'm still a hands-on shopper. I like to go in places like you're talking about, Mojo. I want to see the Apple Store. I want to go in and play with the laptop. With Best Buy, like, I'd go in, and it seemed like they shifted how they hired staff, where they didn't know anything about the department they were in, and I'd be like,
no.
I mean,
no,
even at Christmas
time. And there's nobody working.
Yeah, and I would ask, like, I need an HDMI cable. Where are those? Can you help me? And they'd be like, which ones are those? I'm like, HDMI, to go into the TV.
Yeah, they have no
clue. And they had no idea. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's like what everybody needs right now for every device.
But you guys, if you guys are like me, when I would go into the Apple Store, I would go in specifically for one thing, and walk out with five
things. Yeah.
Because I'd get so excited about, you know, just shopping for stuff. And now it's so sterile the way that you do it, you know, where they even have like that little,
those like window things,
fake little area at the front of the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see when these stores decide that they're going to kind of change things back.
Okay. And lastly, I want to tell you about this because this was very interesting to me. Nearly half of Americans say a person's peanut butter preference would be a romantic deal breaker for them. Researchers surveyed 2,000 adults in the U.S. about peanut butter for real, and they found that 63% of those who prefer crunchy peanut butter describe themselves as optimists compared to the 56% who prefer creamy. Other personality traits for creamy fans included being more of an early bird and more introverted, while those who prefer crunchy are more likely to be night owls and extroverts. And nearly half said it would be a dating deal breaker to find out that their date is on the opposite side of the creamy versus crunchy debate.
It's nice to hear that these researchers are having the same problem we morning shows are having, where they're like, there's nothing going on with the pandemic. What do we research now? I don't know. What can we talk about? Peanut butter choices.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojointhemorning.com.
Shannon's Dirty on the 30. And another world-famous phone scam is next.